Aloha and welcome to Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat is sponsored by Empath University, which is my online learning school. If you want to learn more about spiritual stuff, you can go ahead and check out the links below. But today, I'm going to be talking about this dimensional shifting that's going on right now, and four signs of the dimensional shifting, this energy that we're in. I've been meaning to podcast about this for a while. I've had a lot of emails about it, a lot of friends and family ask me about it because it's weird. It's a strange new energy that we're moving into, and it's affecting a lot of people. And they're trying to kind of understand what's happening and why things are feeling this way, why they're going this way, etc. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that. Forgive me if there's background noise. It's a little noisy here. But I thought that was podcast with background noise is better than no podcast at all, right? So anyways, we've been talking about this dimensional shifting energy for a while and what was going to happen as we move into this new higher frequency. And that's all good and well when you're talking about it. The thing with it is now we're starting to be able to feel the shift and what's happening. Yet it's still a little bit confusing. It still makes you feel a little bit in disarray. And so I'm going to talk about some of the signs of the shifting so that you can get a better grasp on kind of what that feels like when we're shifting and what kind of might be related to the dimensional shifting. The first thing that I want to talk about is things are going to feel different. Everything, it looks the same, but especially if you're sensitive, it doesn't feel the same. Things are going to feel different. And now, it doesn't matter. You may be on one end of the spectrum or another as far as the two main energies we're going to be talking about. But you're going to have this feeling that just things are different. They might feel odd. They might feel off. They might feel progressive. They might feel... There might be all kinds of feelings that you're having, but it doesn't feel the same as it did before. And the reason for that is because we are actually getting into... what's sort of called the Great Divide when we get in, we're moving into this high frequency energy. And just to catch you up on that, the energy shift, the dimensional shifting that's happening, is we are primarily in a physically based energetic before, and now we're moving into a high frequency energetic. The physical dimension that we've been living in has a lower vibration to it, a lower frequency to it. It doesn't mean that you can't be of high vibration. It just means the earth, the universal energy, the energy as, people as a whole, the theme of the energy is just happens to have a lower frequency to it. That's not a bad thing. It's just the volume was lower. Sort of thing. Just kind of think of it as like your volume was just a little bit lower maybe or something like that. And now we are moving into a more spiritually based dimension. And what that means is the frequency is now higher. We are operating, we are surrounded by, it is infiltrating our whole entire energetic system, whether that be Mother Earth, your bodies, your thoughts, the spiritual realm. It's now a higher based frequency. And so we moved from a lower, what we were born into and comfortable with for many, many hundreds and hundreds of years, a lower frequency tone. So you want to imagine it like we just changed music notes. We were, we had a lower or deeper bass music note, and now we're changing to a higher music note, okay? And so we're still, like I said, things are going to look the same, but there are going to be some differences. There's going to be, I'm going to get into that in a minute, but there are going to be some differences as far as especially if you're sensitive as far as what you're feeling, what you're noticing, information you have access to, and how you kind of operate, how you live, how you develop, and your quality of life and that sort of thing. These are going to be different. So as we move into this higher frequency, we shift from the lower frequency to a higher frequency. And then when we get into this higher frequency, right now what's happening is what's called a great divide. There, when everybody moves into this higher note, now this note splits into two other notes, right? And so there's going to be this great divide of energies. And now we've split into two main energies at the higher frequency point. These two main energies have some substance to them as far as there's going to be an influence with these two main energies. So it's not like you're just aligning with energies that are just existing. You're aligning with energies potentially that have influence to them. And these two main energy sectors are going to be one that is an area that they really want to kind of keep you in the dark. The influences don't want you to have access to some of the new information that you'll be privy to in this high frequency dimension. And then you will have this other main energy sector where the influence wants to share and wants you to be privy to a lot of this new information that we have access to because we're just in a higher dimensional frequency now. So you would want to imagine it like you're enrolled in college and now you can go with this guide or that guide. And one guide wants to handhold you and walk you and tell you what to do through the whole thing and wants you to kind of not have access to all their information. They are the only ones that have access to it. Or you go with the other guide who wants you to learn as much about campus and the classes and make your own choices and be able to have all this information where you can then utilize and kind of develop your own future the way you want it to as you go through college. So you have somebody who doesn't want you to have this information and then another guide who does want you to have this information. It's not one guide, but it is an influence of, I guess I would say, spiritual peoples and whatnot. So you're going to have one sector, again, that doesn't want you to have information to things, and then another one who is helping you along and wants you to have all kinds of information. And so that's going to be the first thing that you're going to notice is things feel different to you. And with that, you're probably going to notice that there is this great divide, or you're not going to think of it as a great divide, but you're definitely going to be noticing these two main energies that are happening right now that you're going to be influenced by and that other people in your life are going to be influenced by. So that's going to bring us to number two, which is the first group of energies we're going to talk about is going to be influenced by fear, worry, and panic. And why this is going to be a sign is because there will be people in your life, coworkers, people, family, friends, that are going to be influenced by the one area that doesn't want you to have information. And that area is going to keep you there. That guide is going to keep them there, that influence, by fear, worry, and panic. And so even though we're in a high frequency sector, there's going to be some control there where this vibration is going to be instilled with fear. It's going to be instilled with panic. It's going to be instilled with worry. And therefore, it's easier to control the outcomes of what you're doing in this new dimension. And you're going to see a lot of people reacting to fear, worry, and panic. In fact, the stock market, that's quite a sign of this new dimensional shifting energy and kind of what's been happening with that recently, and how there's just fear and panic, this fear and worry and panic over inflation and coronavirus and all of that kind of stuff. The people who are influenced by that fear and worry and panic of all of those things, they're moving towards that guide and that sector of this new dimensional place that we're at, this new frequency energy. And you will find that people who are influenced by that non-information, the suppressive side, of this dimensional shifting energy, you're going to find that those people they're going to start getting super toxic. You're going to start noticing toxic, potentially, relationships, or you're going to start seeing these people as potentially manipulative, or they might start acting aggressively or just completely self-imploding into fear, completely self-imploding into worry, making choices that are not making sense, doing things based off of fear and worry. And so why that's kind of a bummer, because typically we have to deal with those people. Those are friends and families and, you know, colleagues, and we're watching them sort of self-implode or just get so worried or fearful, and then they make choices based on that. And these actions are being heightened right now. And so you're seeing some extreme aggressive behavior, extreme choice making that might not be in their best interest. You're just starting to see it's being highlighted, right? And then you have the other side of the main energies, which would bring us to a third sign. So first we have the feeling of everything being different, and then we have this influence of fear, worry, and panic and behaviors matching that, which would be number two. You're going to have the flip side of that, which is going to be heavily influenced by universal energy and universal knowledge. In that area, you're going to have a lot of people moving towards and noticing different abundance things in their life. They're going to be moving towards opportunity. Opportunities are going to be popping up. They're going to be thriving. They're going to be prosperous. If you may be one of those people, you may find that you're having opportunities, all things coming out of the woodworks that are just working out for you really well. Things that are, you know, that you're like, wow, I'm doing good, even though other people are not doing good. I'm definitely doing well. I'm seeing all this good, productive stuff moving forward. And so those people, or you may be surrounded by people who you notice are, things are working out really well for them. They seem to be having abundance in their life. They seem to be prospering. Is that a word? They seem to be doing well. They seem to be having a lot of opportunities. They seem to be just flourishing during this time. Those people are being heavily influenced by the universal energy and the universal knowledge. Now, here's the interesting thing. They may not even know that they're aligning and receiving this energy and this knowledge, this knowledge that comes along with aligning with this energy. You may be one of those people. You may not even be noticing that you are really receiving some of the information on how to work within this high frequency energy, this high frequency dimension. And you may just happen to be aligning with it in a way that your intuitive senses and your choice making is being altered by this knowledge that you may not be aware that you have. And that's something that's super cool and really amazing. But things are working out and flowing nicely and feel aligned for you. Which brings us into the fourth sign, which is in this higher frequency dimension that we're moving into, it's filled with a lot of systems, numbers, and codes and things of that nature. I've been asked about this. People have been asking about it, but you may have dreams about it. You may just be noticing it. When you're moving into this higher frequency energy, and then we're moving into and aligning with the universal energy and being influenced by how the universe works its magic and how your thought process works and how the spiritual alignment works and how the abundance works and how things manifest into reality. There's a lot of systems, codes, and numbers that dictate how that works. And so you may notice, again, that you're dreaming about it. You're feeling aligned by systems or codes or numbers or different things. This is something that a lot of people may or may not be aware of. If you've been dreaming about it or noticing it, you'll know immediately. You'll be like, oh, that makes sense. It doesn't mean that you're not receiving and understanding this. It's just that this is one of the other signs of the dimensional shifting is universal energy works with a lot of systems and coding and things like that. It's not something that you need to physically understand with your eyes or physically understand like a math problem. It's something that is intuitively received, and you still have access to this knowledge. It's not something that you... So if you're being like, I don't remember any systems or codes, that doesn't mean that you don't have access to them. Your DNA, your intuitive senses will naturally understand and know how to work with it. You will feel an urge to move a direction. You will feel an alignment in a way that you know is correct. You will feel... I need to do X, Y, Z because your intuitive senses and your spiritual DNA and all of that just understands intuitively how to work with this higher frequency energy. The knowledge is already there. The knowledge is there. It's there from when you're in spirit form. It's just something that might be surfacing now for you. So that's something that you might be noticing. And I just... want to point out that this is like a roller coaster. They're just so that people are not afraid, so that you're not afraid. You may at a point in now and again be influenced by fear, worry, and panic for a half a minute, you know, or a day or week. You just don't want to stay in that area of the campus. You don't want to stay in that area. You want to move back over to where you feel like you have more knowledge and more control, and you're understanding that area of the campus, they're allowing you to only see the things that they want you to see as to keep you more in a controlled environment. And why I mean they, I'm talking spiritually, I'm talking, you know, we still have the light energies and the dark energies. That's the darker energy area where they try to keep your vibration low. So, you know, to gain the heavier balance on the low vibration side, right? That's the whole point that we talk about all the time. So that area of the campus, they're wanting to monopolize and take the majority of a low vibration, where on the other area of the campus, that area is filled with a higher vibration and more opportunity, more abundance, because there's also the unique understanding and the spiritual understanding that the process of what the low vibration people are being influenced by is incorrect, and that's they're only being fed information. They're not being fed the full amount of information. So how do you stay out of that area? That's the million-dollar question. And one of the things that you will want to be doing on a daily, if you're not doing it already, is especially if you are of a higher sensitivity, psychic wise, mediumship wise, intuitively wise, or just spiritual wise, you will want to be consciously connecting in the morning, I'm noticing. So you will want to, in the morning, make sure that you're consciously connecting with a higher frequency and a higher vibration. And how you would do that is maybe you would start your morning with your coffee, or you know, whatever that you do prior to your day, prior to work, prior to emails, prior to all that, and you will want to line out your own energy. And what that means is you will want to be get in a more a place of gratitude, gratefulness, a place of everything's going to work out for me. You might do that through journaling, a law of attraction book, through a meditation, however it works for you. You will want to sit down and energetically, consciously connect into the universal energy that's higher frequency influenced. Okay. And so in order to do that, you need to line out your energy for the day and into the best positive direction that you can think of. And so any worry, thought, concern that you have, you want to imagine, write down, align with a positive outcome for that fear or worry, and then trust in the process. That should really be a theme for you this year, is to trust the process. Trust the process. Trust the process of universal energy. Trust the process that everything's going to work out for you. Trust the process that there is more abundance and prosperity than you can ever imagine. Trust the process that you have never had such a greater access to such a good life ever before. Trust the process that you have more internal information to create the most happy that you've ever been, the best life that you've ever lived. You need to understand and learn that you now are developing this intuitive dance with universal energy, and you need to learn to trust the process. And so each morning I highly suggest that you consciously align with this high frequency energy and be more influenced by that and positivity, and how things will work out for you, how things will always work out for the better, how that you want things to work out. Because what happens in the morning is you are directing your energy for the day, and you are moving that energy into either being influenced by the fear and worry, or you're moving that energy into aligning and being influenced by universal energy. You want to align and be influenced by universal energy. Once you align with that energy for the day, it will carry with you through the day, and things will unfold with you with that influence, right? If you align with fear and worry for that day, things are now going to be working along the lines of that influence. You are now going to be really heavily working with the influence energy of fear and worry, and then that outcome. So where you didn't necessarily have to do this before, where I didn't necessarily have to do this before, I'm finding that I absolutely have been creating a habit of consciously connecting with this higher frequency influenced energy that is aligning me with universal laws, universal energy, and along those lines. And that's going to be really important. Whereas before, you could stop during the day. This great divide that we're experiencing, it's pretty intense, and it is, it's a lot to go through, and it's hard to just switch in the middle of a day if you've already started your day influenced by fear and worry, or something's happened where you've started out that day. It's harder to switch midday. It's easier if you start the day aligning with a positive influence and moving towards universal energy influence. So you will want to, I highly suggest again, to start your day aligning with that universal energy and being influenced in positivity and everything working out for you and that outcome, and start building that trust and that relationship. So you want to write down everything. You want to meditate on it, however you do. You want to imagine it turning out great for you, how wonderful it's going to be, how beautiful And then you trust the process. And this is something that's going to be hard for people to do, is trusting the process. In that old dimension, you felt like you had to manipulate the process. You had to master the process. You had to control the process. We've moved into this new dimension where you have to trust the process. And it feels very foreign. It feels very scary. And when you're heavily influenced by fear and worry, it feels improbable. Like, oh my gosh, that's never going to happen because look at all of these things. Well, that's because you're over there in that area of the campus where all those things are not awesome, right? So you want to just move into opportunity and where you have these new tools, these new alignment, this new energy. And so anyways, I just wanted to give you an update on what was going on by giving you some signs of this dimensional shifting and sort of how to handle that. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you are a very sensitive person, you want to learn how to manage these energies better and be more aware, don't forget to stop over at Empath U. Again, I'll put the links below. We have some amazing, amazing stuff. If you're wanting to develop your spiritual connection and your spirit communication, your energetic, empath abilities, whatever, we'd love to see you over that. But until next time, make sure that you press the like button, subscribe. If you enjoyed it, comment below. I love to hear from you guys. Have the most amazing day as we are going to pour influence on you today to move you towards the universal energy way. Positivity. Enjoy your day. Namaste.